Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yep. Yep. Sometimes that's all I can say. Yep. Man. How far I've come is really unbelievable. But you know, I finally figured it out, man. God allowed me to have the life I've had, so that I can become experienced at so many different things. And in this experience, when I'm talking and sharing with people, I will be able to relate to a lot of different circumstances. Not exact, but just the circumstances, you know. You know, if a person comes to me and they say, man, I've been down and out. Okay, well, I know what that is. Man, I didn't have any direction. Okay, got that, been there. Man, at one point in time, man, I just kept piling mistake on top of mistake. Okay. So, you know, I think what I'm trying to say to everybody is when you're going through life and life is dealing the cards that it deals, I want you to understand that life deals everybody these cards. The disappointment card, the setback card, the failure card, the mishap card, the unexpected misery card. Everybody gonna get the grief card. Everybody gonna get the rash of bad decision card. Everybody gonna get them. Understand that going in, that everybody is going to get these cards. It's how you play them, though. You know, from time to time, one more time, it's how you play them. You know, from time to time when I'm watching TV, I love to watch the World Series of Poker. I like watching poker tournaments on TV because it's really weird what's happened to sport, to poker. They're actually trying to call it a sport, you know. And it's the everyday guy that doesn't have to be athletically inclined to anything who has a shot of winning a title if they play their cards right. The best poker players in the world don't have the best hands. They just make the best plays. I've seen guys win a hand with 9-2 in their hand. That's nothing. And win the hand because they knew the bluff. They knew the odds. They calculated risk. They made the stakes higher than the other person was willing to pay. They gave off the illusion that they had something when in actuality they had nothing. So what I enjoy about poker and watching it is that these people here play the hand they dealt. And it ain't always a good hand. But it ain't whether your hand is good. And it ain't whether you're going to get dealt bad cards or not, because you're going to get dealt some bad cards. Everybody ain't finna get two bullets in their hand. You ain't finna get two aces when you get dealt, you know, when you're playing draw poker. Some of your cards going to be nothing, but you got to turn that nothing into something. So when you get dealt these cards in life, it ain't the fact that you keep getting them dealt. I was talking with a young person yesterday, and we were talking. And we keep having the same conversation over and over and over. And they could not understand why they were not moving forward. But I said, you don't understand. Every time we talk, we have the exact same conversation. It is simply because you keep getting your cards and you playing them the same way. See, until you make a conscious decision to do something different, the results will continue to be the same. See, here's the way this works. When you're dealt the disappointments in life, it's how you handle the disappointments that determine the outcome and who you are. Because everybody going to be disappointed. Everybody going to lose a loved one. Everybody going to make a bad decision. Everybody going to wake up one morning and have done something they regretted. Everybody going to get caught at the wrong time. Everybody gonna make a mistake. It ain't just you. It is how you play your cards when they get dealt to you that determine who you are. Now, how do I play my cards better? First of all, it's a mindset. Quit looking at everything as just the end when it happens to you. Oh, Lord, woe is me. No, everybody got your circumstances somewhere. It ain't, oh, woe is me. It's, hold on, man, okay? Let me play this out to see how God done connected this to something else. See, soon as a person have a setback, what's the first thing a lot of people do? They go straight negative. I can't seem to get a break. I can't seem to move forward. Hold on, man. Do you realize this could be connected to something? See, you got to understand, man, that this thing is all connected, that you're not having these mishaps and these spills and accidents and falls for no reason. It's so you can become experienced at them. So when he takes you to the next level, when it happens again, you have know-how and how to handle it. If you keep throwing yourself off the cliff every time something happens, you're just going to be a cliff diver. man, stop tripping yourself out. I was talking to this young person. I kept saying, and you know what they tried to tell me? I'm trying to stay positive, but the people around here, they just killing that. Oh, I see. So when you learn something and you know something, you don't take ownership of it. You allow other people to come into what you know and believe and shake it loose from you. I don't care who you are, you're not doing me like that. Here's the deal. I have a gift that was given to me from God. That is the gift of comedy. That's what I've done. I've made the bulk of my living on that skill set right there. There are comedians who are supposedly friends of mine who I've worked with who get around in huddles with one another and they say, man, Steve really ain't funny. I don't see what they be laughing at. He ain't funny to me. He wasn't the funniest king to me. Excuse me. You're irrelevant in this conversation. Because regardless as to how you feel about me, there are people think that I'm knocked down, kill over funny. But more importantly, I own the gift that God gave to me. I take ownership of his blessing. Because you don't think it's so, you ain't taking that from me. Stop letting people steal your joy. Stop letting people take what you're supposed to know. Look, I'm a kind person at heart. Man, you ain't nothing. Now you sitting here going, man, I guess I ain't. What you tripping for? You are a kind person. Own that. Take ownership of it. Stop letting things God has given you be taken away from others. The devil's a cold player, and he got cold players working for him, just shaking, just taking stuff from you. You know, I'm a hard worker. I really am intelligent. You stupid. Man, I thought I was a hard worker, man. They came in here and said I was stupid, man. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What? Excuse me. You're a very bright person. Hey, y'all, take ownership. When God gives you something, blesses you with a gift, a talent, a skill set, a mindset, own it. Don't let people come in here and take it from you, man. Okay, I probably shouldn't have went there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, what more can I say than this? It's a great day today. Certainly, you must appreciate the opportunity and being a part of it. I know I do. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, for this day. Grant me the strength to endure it and the vision to accept all of its capabilities and possibilities. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen again.
Amen again.
Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, with the only ones here. Mouth of the South is in the background. Her microphone is entirely too loud. On commercial breaks, she talks and sounds like Sister Odell with a megaphone. We are here today, gathered. I normally ask Junior what's going on, but Junior's out this week. Mm-hmm. We don't say why he out. He just out.
Yeah, he didn't tell us.
Oh, okay.
He's just out. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Steve,
yeah.
I do have a question. Because what Cheryl Lee Ralph did last night on her Emmy acceptance speech, it kind of sparked something. Yeah, a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You talk about success and you talk about failure and all that. I want to know from you, was there ever a point in your career
And now that you've made it, looking back, did you ever think about giving up? Was there a time when you said, forget it, I'm not doing this?
Oh, absolutely.
Really, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've never heard you say that.
I've never heard that either.
Really. I mean, you know, I was just, you know, I was talking to Deion Sanders about this a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody, mm-hmm. in every goal you set that's of value, mm-hmm. everybody has that moment where you go, oh, forget it. It could really? Be simple as, oh, forget, I ain't doing this. Too much going on. I'm going to stop this right here. Or mm-hmm. it gets more serious. I just can't take no more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got to go do something else. Oh, man, I've given it my all, and I'm just mm-hmm. not seeing it, man.
I'm done.
Yeah. Man, that's it, man. I gave it my all. I've had that moment,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has a turn back moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to do when you have those days is just make it to tonight. Just see it through to tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go to mm-hmm. bed. Mm-hmm. And wake up again. Mm-hmm. If God wakes you up, mm-hmm. that is the sign that he ain't through with you yet.
Keep going. Okay.
See,
all right.
You can have reached your limit.
Mm-hmm.
You can have reached the end of your rope.
Mm-hmm.
But God has no limit, and God has no end of rope. So we are designed to deal with 24 hours a day. And he breaks those 24 hours up into day and night. Mm-hmm. Night is so you can recuperate and recover to face another day. So when you have that give up moment, if just make it to nightfall and go to bed and wake up again. And then you'll see the dawning of a new day is a new opportunity and even a new mindset.
That's great advice, Steve. All right. Thank you for that. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's on you to run that prank back. What you got?
Let's run that prank back. This is the prank.
The prank.
Can I paint your wife naked? Run it, cat.
You love that part.
Hello?
Hello, I wish to speak with a Mr. please. Hello, sir, my name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute, and I wanted to give you a call about, I have a huge showing coming up where I'm going to be displaying my portfolio and all of my drawings within it, but I have one drawing that I'm looking to display that I have not put on canvas yet, and I'm looking to take something of essence to put on canvas, and I wanted to call you about getting permission.
Well, wait, hold up, dog. Just to stop you right now, I don't do that, all right? I'm not a model. That's not my profession. So not waste your time no more, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and go.
Mr. I don't think you understand that my showing is going to have some very important people there. Right. I am, like I said before, with the Art Institute.
Okay, yeah, but like I said, dog, I don't do that. That's not me. I mean, dog, I hate it. You know, what, you just calling folks up? You a solicitor or something? I mean, y'all just randomly picking out folks and trying to get them to model up, man.
Sir, Mr. No, I'm not just randomly calling people. I actually have done research in order to get your number. What I'm doing is I'm not calling you as far being a model that I'm going to portray on canvas, but you have something far more greater visually that I would like to behold on canvas. Now, you're married to your wife is. Am I correct?
Oh, whoa, dog. No, for real, who is this? Seriously. How'd you get my number? How'd you get my number? Because you're talking about my wife and stuff? You know my wife?
My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. What I'm trying to do is capture and immortalize the beauty of essence on canvas.
Okay, yo, for real, though, you don't talk about my wife, all right?
I'm not calling in a negative manner towards your wife. I want to immortalize her and capture her on canvas, beauty that she beholds. I've seen your wife several times. You guys reside.
Whoa! You see my wife? Wait, where you see my wife at? Why are you watching my wife?
I've seen her at the shops on 125th Street in Harlem. I've seen her so many times there. And she holds all the beauty that an artist would like to put on canvas. Like I said before, I have a huge showing in May. You're welcome to come out as well.
Yeah,
there's going to be so many important people there. But I want to call and get permission from you about painting your wife.
No, you ain't got that permission, Playboy. You just can't go around following my wife and trying to immortalize her, whatever you just said, all right? So,
sir,
no.
I would like to let you know, I have taken the liberty myself. I have painted your wife's head.
What? Yo, you have lost your damn mind. You can't be just walking around here painting folks' head and you got to get permission for that. What's wrong with you? You are crazy.
You don't understand. Your wife holds the essence that every artist wants to.
I don't care what she holds. You can't be going around painting folks' heads. What's wrong with you?
Sir, that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to get permission from you. I, Sebastian, want to put your wife on canvas because she holds the essence that every artist wants to behold. She immortalized the beauty of canvas.
Whoa. Hold up, dog. You telling me you walking around my Harlem painting my wife's head? What kind of is that? What the are you doing, dude?
I'm only trying to complete my portfolio.
Your portfolio. Here, listen to this. If I see my wife's head anywhere, I don't care, newspaper, magazine, I don't care where, billboard, wherever, I'm going to find your and I'm going to whoop your. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm going to sue the to you. You understand that?
Sir, I don't want to have a duel with you, sir.
A duel? What the is a duel? In fact, what name is Sebastian? What kind of name is that, Sebastian?
Sir, all I want to do is paint your wife in her rawest and purest form. That's
what
all.
What the is raw and purest form mean? What the do you want? Seriously.
I want to paint your wife. I want to paint her in the nude.
Are you out your mind? No. That's what you should do. Tell me where you at. You want to paint something? I'll give you something to paint. Tell me where you at. 125th. Meet me 125th. That's what's up. I want to whoop your ass. Meet me. Paint me. Paint me. You out your mind talking about you want to paint my wife in a nude. I'm going to take them brushes and stick them up your
Mr. She holds the essence that every person should be.
I don't give a what she holds. I don't give a be out your mind for asking me some like that.
Sir, I must ask you, do you think that you are the only person that has seen your wife in the nude? Surely there's been men before you that have seen her in the nude.
That. Who the f*** are you? Man, my wife ain't no mother. You calling my wife a f***? Is that what you saying? Are you calling my wife a f***? You.
I want to paint your wife in the beauty that she in on canvas.
What the f*** did you not understand? I just said you. No. I told you, meet me on the corner of 125th and Clayton Powell.
I got one more thing. I just want to say to you.
Say it.
This is Matthew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
What?
This is Nephew. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man,
Yo, man.
I was moving furniture and in here, dude. Tommy, you got me, dog.
It was Sebastian, sir.
Dude. Where the you get Sebastian, bro? I was about to whoop your and Sebastian's. I was to paint brushes and all. We was about to paint Harlem with your.
Let me get one more thing from you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Yeah, man. It's Steve Harvey in the morning show, baby.
All right. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Black Twitter has been less than kind since the Queen's death, and D.L. Hughley spoke on it. A brothel employee in Vegas has a special offer for the Las Vegas Raiders, and Kanye West says he's done working with companies. All right, we'll get into all that at the top of the hour, like I said, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Rosie in Kalamazoo writes that last week, my brother-in-law asked me to keep my sister's anniversary gift at my house. The lady across the street told my sister that her husband was at my house. My sister asked me about it, and I told her he dropped something off. It's all a bit confusing to her. Do I spoil the surprise and tell her the truth?
No, just hold tight.
Yeah.
It'll all come out in the wash. Now, I know it sounds a little shaky right now, but it's all for a good reason. And good for her. Good for that nosy-ass neighbor that's going to get
know.
In. Good for her for dipping and believing now.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes,
you could tell,
man, you just got to let people just go on and feel how they want to feel.
Yeah.
You ain't did nothing wrong. Just let the man's surprise stay what it is.
That's
why
right.
we don't like telling y'all nothing now. Because you can't hold damn water.
When you say y'all.
Y'all. You know who I'm talking to. To the two that's on this show with me now. Y'all.
I love Rosie, though, because Rosie's not messy. I like that. She's not messy at all. She does not want to be in any mess.
Uh-oh.
All right. Moving on to Kina in Shreveport. Kina says, I've been in a relationship with a man for 5 years and he lives in another state. He wants me to visit him all of the time and he never makes an effort to come spend time at my house. We would never see each other if I wasn't putting forth the effort. Should I stop going to visit him and see if he steps up?
Yeah, I would.
5 years?
I mean, look, y'all, come on now, ladies. Let's look at this the right way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no requirements on a man,
mm-hmm.
but then he gives you nothing you require, mm-hmm. what you tripping for?
That part.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that's too long.
You know, it's little bitty Sunday school Bible verses. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Do unto you, that's
yeah,
right.
Just little bitty stuff. It's just mm-hmm. common courtesy.
Yeah.
Now, unless your house mm-hmm. is raggedy.
She didn't say that. She did not say that.
Maybe that's why you don't want to come up here.
She just said he lives in another state and he won't visit her. That's all she said. That's all she has said.
It had nothing to do with how her house looks.
Maybe that's why he ain't coming up there.
But she's driving for 5 years to another state to see this man.
Girl, please.
Woo.
Stop.
Uh-uh.
Stop.
All that mileage on your car and you too. All right. Moving on. Next to the last one, Steve. Corinne in Yonkers says, I'm 55 and my beau is 59. He's a professor and I'm a nurse. We text during the day because we're both busy at work. Texting at night and on weekends is crazy since we just met and I'm trying to get to know him. Is he not interested in me?
Once again, we do what you allow us to do. If you require a phone call, text that to him.
Yeah.
And then wait on your phone call.
Right.
And then listen to me, ladies. Men are not mind readers. We stupid mm-hmm. when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when if you want us to read your mind. You want a phone call? Tell him that. That's all to it. Or continue to text and find out you're just worth a text. You're not worth a
phone. She thinks he's not interested at all.
That could be true.
Uh-huh.
But you could easily find out by requiring some phone calls. And if you don't get them, he don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Men do what, I tell you what, men do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's a for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Pick up the phone if he doesn't. Mm. All right. Like you say, Steve, you got to require it. All right, Steve, this is our last one. This is from Spirit in Augusta. Spirit writes, I was going through my husband's phone while he was asleep, as usual, and I saw a text to his sister thanking her for loaning him $400. I talked to his sister several times that day, and she did not mention it. Should I call her and act like I know about it?
$400?
Yes, $400.
That's a lot of money.
Boy.
Though.
Boy, this divorce.
Are you for real right now?
But isn't the issue that she went through his phone?
We both know the issue, Carla.
Right here. That's the issue. You know,
would you come on, crazy
going
man?
Going through his phone.
Yeah.
And all this here. Didn't you?
So, while
it's
he was
his
asleep.
Sister. Mm. And I'm going through his phone as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you do this
so
a lot.
So now you're not while only asleep, looking for trouble. You are now creating trouble.
Right, a problem where there is none. Mm-hmm.
A man borrowed $400 from his sister. You talk to his sister all day. She never mentioned it. Why would she?
Yeah.
Her brother asked her for $400. He gave $400.
Right. She's not gonna
So now what narrative you want to spin? I got it. So now you're going to spin it like this. So what you do with the $400? Who did you spend $400 on? Because this show wasn't me. And you're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
But he didn't put that in the phone, though.
Yeah, maybe it could be for... You never know what it's for. It doesn't have to be anything
it's
bad.
Cash is non-traceable. There are no receipts with cash.
Mm-hmm.
$400 buy a lot of stuff in Victoria's Secret.
So, oh.
Wait a minute now.
So
you just made it worse.
Husband.
Well, you know what? If she wants to create a narrative... and make up stuff by snooping in the man's phone, then let me help you with it. $400 is non-traceable, and you can buy a lot of stuff at Victoria's Secret for $400. Now, that's what you wanted to find in the man's phone? There it is. CLO.
Right.
Now, go on and wreck your marriage, because he borrowed $400 from his sister. You talked to his sister, and his sister never mentioned it to you. Sister probably don't even like you. That's why she gave you the $400, because he didn't want to ask you for the $400. He bought some cigars with it. What he did.
So don't call her. All right. Thank you, CLO, I think. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Well, Queen Elizabeth II passed away on last Thursday at the age of 96. Black Twitter wasted no time calling out her legacy. While some chose to mourn her death, many folks decided to address the history of the British monarchy, which included colonialism and slavery. TMZ caught up with Dale Hughley, our friend, and got his thoughts on the negative tweets and posts following the death of the Queen. Take a listen.
She's 96 years old?
96.
So obviously she didn't have anything to do with slavery. I'm not saying that she didn't have views that were problematic.
Yeah.
But at the end of her life, her race is over now.
Yeah.
Whatever she's done, she's going to be judged for, right?
Yeah.
So I think that ultimately, I don't see how somebody could claim the whole Christian ideas and then want to point at somebody after they're gone. She's run her race. Whatever she did or didn't do, she's answered for now.
Yeah.
Whatever place she saved up, heaven or hell, she's in it now. So all I can do is be compassionate to the people that lost somebody they love.
Well, I agree with what DL said. I don't have much of an opinion, really, one way or the other. I didn't grow up in England. I didn't grow up in a monarchy. You know, I was never...
You didn't?
No, I never understood the whole queen thing to begin with. Mm-hmm. And now her son, Charles, is the king. He just get to be that.
Yeah, because he's her son.
Yeah, bloodlines. So,
he's prepared
know, I mean,
for his entire life, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen some monarchies work. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go on over here and deal with this vote, and this voting work for me.
That's
unless
right.
I could go
That's
into right. a place where monarchy has great family and leadership and stuff like that. But
in our democracy,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
right.
London, or UK got problems like everything else. So.
And racism. Mm-hmm.
They got crime, yep. they got drugs,
Seriously.
They got
mm-hmm.
racism. So
That's why Meghan Markle left.
It right.
Uh-huh.
they
know,
got it.
So.
Yeah.
I
all
will
right.
just say this, that Earl of Ottingham will be here to straighten out all of this after the 19th.
Yeah, because that's when her funeral is.
And he knows all the dark secrets. And we're going to finally know what was really going on at Buckingham Palace when Earl of Ottingham speaks
okay.
after the final funeral. The funeral alone.
Bloody good.
Mm-hmm. Some James Brown
all right.
type funeral stuff. But,
Why is the Godfather a soul in this conversation?
Well, because I thought the funeral was here. The other day, but y'all told me she died in Scotland, and that was the part they was having in Scotland. And
yes.
then the other part going to be on the 19th.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they kept James mm-hmm. out a long time.
Yeah.
All right,
That's
we're
all
moving
I'm
on.
Saying.
Thank you.
And, I cared about James. I was actually involved in the fight as to where he should be.
Thank
I was
you.
Against propping him up in the front yard, though. I was against that.
It's sports news. Well, kind of sports news, sort of sports news. A sex worker in Las Vegas. Oh, wow. We're switching gears. A sex worker in Las Vegas is offering her services to the Las Vegas Raiders football players and staff members at a discounted rate. The sex worker's name is Ariel Ganja, who works at the Chicken Ranch brothel. And according to TMZ Sports, Ariel is reportedly offering a 50% off special to the Raiders for her special services throughout the 2022-23 football season as a, quote, thank you for bringing excitement to the city. The services that she's offering include
Ariel,
the free limo.
Who?
Her name is Ariel Ganja. Ganja or Ganja. Yeah, why you ask?
No, go ahead. Cause I
okay.
Who she thinks, the whole football team?
Well, anyway.
And staff?
Yeah, well, let me tell you what her services will be. She's going to offer private free limo rides to the Chicken Ranch with a private entrance to a bungalow for added secrecy. And she's hoping to become, these are her hopes. She has dreams too, okay? She wants to be the official sex worker to the Las Vegas Raiders. So to answer your question, yes, Steve. You know, prostitution is legal in some areas of Nevada. So there you go. That's for the
now,
Raiders, though.
The sad thing about this
is
they going some of them going down there.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh, for sure.
Especially when you said that staff.
Uh-huh. Because the football players and the staff members, and the rate is going to be discounted, so it's a win-win. Is that what you're saying for everybody?
But let me Man. Tell you, I just left Vegas, and I saw that stadium. The rate is nice.
This is nice.
They have laid it out for the Raiders, so you knew this was coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's her goal. To be known as the official sex worker to the Las Vegas Raiders. So there you go. Kanye is back in the news. In an interview, Steve, with Bloomberg News, Kanye said he's done working with big companies. It's time for him to, quote, go at it alone. Kanye said, it's fine. I made the company's money. The company's made me money. We created ideas that will change apparel forever. Now it's time for Ye to make the new industry. No more companies standing in between me and the audience. Kanye referred to the companies as his new baby mamas and said, quote, I guess we're going to have to co-parent these 350s, which are shoes he created with Adidas, and that contract ends in 2026. So they still have that together until that year.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm, I rock my Yeezys.
Yeah,
I like my Yeezys.
Uh-huh.
And Kanye... has a point.
And it was wrong for them to copy him and not give him credit and close him out of the board meetings and all of that.
Yep.
I'm going to just
do you, Kanye.
Wait and see what Kanye do tomorrow, because this all could go
this
away.
This could all could change.
I don't want to really, like.
He's a flip-flopper.
co-sign this yet.
Yeah.
You're on the fence right now.
Yeah, I'm going to just wait.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after, someone's got a big crush on you, Steve. She said it on national TV. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Sherry Shepherd, congratulations to Sherry Shepherd. Love her. She debuted her new talk show on Monday, and Candy Burris was her very first guest. Sherry also had a very special virtual guest. Her name is Miss Laureen Harmon. Miss Laureen is 97 years old. She's a grandmother who went viral on TikTok after she rode around Walmart in a motorized cart with a megaphone in her hand, shouting that she was looking for a sugar daddy. I heard they had a sale on sugar daddies. That's what she was saying. So Laureen was one of the people that gave Sherry a life. She gave her life. Sherry loved this. And she also gave Sherry some advice on how to have a successful talk show. Take a listen.
I just have to ask you, because I've been asking everybody, do you have any advice for me?
Yes, just keep being your lovely, funny self. It's contagious. But be sure and let's try to have more sugar daddies in the audience.
Okay. You know what? Laureen, I will make that when we have our next meeting. I am going to make sure that happens for you. So I want to say, do you have anybody that you'd like to see on my show?
You know, I have a crush on Steve Harvey, right? So you and him, y'all would be hilarious. So.
She likes you. She's feeling you, Steve.
I'll be damned.
Miss Laureen.
It's always somebody grandmama feeling me. You know, Lord, I've waited all my life for you to turn me into something. And I do appreciate the fact that you have done what I asked. Mm. The timing of it, though.
She's just 97.
Shirley, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
It's the timing of what the Lord gave me that I'm questioning.
You're questioning. Why, Lord?
Why could you not have given me this when I was 30? Why are you wait till I'm 65? Now everybody want me 95. Oh, Lord.
What you going to do about Miss Laureen's crush, though? What you going to do?
I ain't got to worry about Miss Laureen. Man, I'm going to leave Miss Laureen. She want a sugar daddy.
and so don't cute. You fit that bill? You fit that?
Marjorie has all the money. I'm sugared out. All my sugar gone. I'm just daddy.
You just daddy?
Yeah.
Cute, but she does have a crush on you. Cute. She was cute as pie. She was. And congratulations again to Sherry Shepherd. You know, making her debut. That was a dream of hers. It came true. She always wanted her own talk show. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we have a question for Sister Odell. Sister Odell in the building. Speaking of 97-year-olds, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In a promotional video for a coffee company, 81-year-old Martha Stewart had on an apron with nothing under it, okay? This is while she was just holding a simple cup of coffee. She was nude under the apron. She was naked under there. Martha said, "Oh, hi there. I'm just enjoying the natural flavor of pumpkin spice from Green Mountain Coffee Roasters and nothing else." Literally, okay? Martha's 1.7 million social media followers praised her for her creativity and for having an incredible 81-year-old body. She used to be a model way back in the day, and she still does look really good.
She does.
She looks really good. So Sister Odell just happens to be here today.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
My
she
Lord.
Popped in.
Yes, yes, I did. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Hello, Shirley. How's you today?
Lovely.
Good. Carly, hey, sweetie.
Hey, Sister Odell, my favorite. How are you?
Mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica.
She's waving.
How's your mama doing? She catfishing any?
She said yes,
ma'am. I'm
going to
come down there and sit on the porch with her soon. We'll be together. What is y'all talking about today?
Well, Sister Odell, you know, we just did the story about Martha Stewart, who's 81. And,
who?
Martha Stewart.
Oh,
Martha
okay.
Stewart. Yeah.
The white woman that went to jail?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. But
the
she has a show
one.
Now with Snoop Dogg. Yes.
Got out and just thriving.
Yes.
Most
yes.
black people get out and end up going back in. They don't do quite as well.
Recidivism. Mm. Yeah. All
you
right,
call
so
it what?
It's recidivism. Yeah. When they go
well,
back
no,
in.
Well, no, I said they go back to prison, Shirley.
Yes,
then nobody
ma'am.
Said nobody was going to come in there and visit them.
That's not what
that word means. Anyway, yeah, okay. So I wanted to ask you, since Martha Stewart is doing it, she's nude under her apron selling coffee.
She's nude under her apron?
Yeah, selling coffee. Uh-huh. Mm, she's in a coffee commercial, yeah.
So but, I guess that's a big deal now.
What?
Well, don't you think so? Being
what?
Nude?
Girl,
what do you,
you know how many times I've been naked?
No, I don't. How
yeah,
many? Tell
yeah.
us. What?
I've been naked with coffee. I've been naked with tea.
Really?
I was naked smoking cigars with Herbie. I was
this?
Naked. I was naked one time. I was in a rush to get down to service one day. And I was naked under my apron doing communion.
What?
I was witnessing one time. One time I was naked doing missionary work.
Sister Odell.
Disrespectful.
Just amazing. Then as soon as the white lady do it, now it's all over the thing.
Yeah, well, would you do it for a TV commercial? And how much would it take for you to do it? I mean, they're paying, you know.
Oh, well, I've done it for free, so.
Yes. <you know.
laughs> Quite naturally, I take a check.
Yeah, money is no
I tell you what, that ain't what you want. Because I give it to you. I got some poses for you for paper. Called posing for paper.
Like I'm afraid to ask, but what?
You know, what we did a calendar one time. You know, Martha Stewart used to be a model. And we did a calendar one time, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a Christian calendar.
Oh, thank God.
Well,
praise the Lord.
Christian, like I did, and I was all 12 months.
Oh, every month.
From January to December. Okay.
Okay.
January, I had on my Nurses Guild outfit. Tuesday, I wore my Usher Board outfit number one. March, I had on my missionary outfit. Mm. And then, but then it got into the summer months that I wore less.
Did you wear a bikini ever?
Girl, no, it's a Christian calendar. I can't let nobody see all this.
Also, a one piece?
I ain't number Temptation Girl back in the day. When I was 30? Oh, you should have seen me. I had something for you when I was 30.
Coming up next, it is a prank phone call right after this. Thank you, Sister Odell.
Breast everything.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, as usual, it is my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he needs to pace himself with everything. We'll get into that in just a little bit, whatever that
everything,
means. We'll find
everything.
Out. Everything. Yes, everything. But right now, it is time for today's prank phone call with Steve in for
He ain't here. I ain't got time for all this here. Here it is. Truck driver exchange. Run it, cat.
That's your favorite part. Run it, cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Franklin.
Yeah, this is Franklin.
Hey, Franklin, how you doing? This is Roosevelt giving you a call from Human Resources.
Human Resources? Hey, what's up, Roosevelt? What can I do for you?
All right, man. I'm calling you from Human Resources, Global Transit Partners, where you've been driving trucks for us for quite some time now. What are you six and a half years right now?
Man, I'm 8 and a half years. You're 2 years short, baby.
Okay, 8.5 years. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Enjoying this road life, man. I love working with you guys, man. The benefits is there. I mean, I'm surprised to get a call from you. I mean, hope everything.
Well, I'm sure you're on the road right now. You're probably driving. I wanted to give you a call. And is this a bad time? Or can you talk right now?
Yeah, I actually pulled over, man. I had to get something to eat, man.
Okay. So listen, let me tell you what's going on here with GTP. What we're doing is we are doing some job exchange, and some of the drivers that we have been pulled out of a pool, and some of you guys are going to be actually driving in different places now. So for the next 6 months, within the next 30 days here, Franklin, you're going to be you're going to be driving trucks in South Africa, and you're going to be for about six months. You're going to drive in South Africa.
Hold on. Yeah, listen, I ain't got no problem with South Africa, but y'all rabbit smart. I'm not going to no South Africa. I don't even know how to drive on the right hand side of the road, man. I love Africans. I love everything about Africa, but I'm not going. I got a family out here in the United States of America, and you're trying to tell me I got to go to South Africa. Come on, man. What type of shit are you on, man?
It's part of the job exchange is what it is, man.
I don't know what type of job exchange I got going on, man. I don't want to be part of that job exchange. No, I'm not going to no damn South Africa. This is not happening, man.
Listen to me, Franklin. 6 months and you'll be back in the States, okay? Let me say
what
this.
What type
to you,
of National Geographic program y'all got going on, man? I don't know what y'all got going on that y'all calling me. I'm in the middle of the parking lot trying to eat me a cheeseburger from being on the road all night, and you talking about sending me to South Africa. What type of are you on, man? This some foreign exchange program y'all got going on? I'm not being part of this. You pulled my name out of pool like it was a Susu to come tell me that I'm up to be driving in South Africa. This must be a joke. No, I'm not.
So this is a good thing though, Franklin. I think you're gonna like it. No, it's not a good thing.
What are you telling me? It's a good thing. I got wife and kids. What the f*** are you talking about South Africa? Do they even have roadways out there? I'm not going to South Africa. Are you serious? I'm not hearing this correct, brother. I'm not hearing this correct, Mr. Roosevelt. My kid plays baseball, and you're telling me to go to South Africa? Are you serious?
Okay, Franklin, hear me out here, man. Like I said, they pull names out of a pool, and you and about 15 other guys are going to be going to different parts of the world.
What type of pool you pulled it in? You better put me back in the shallow part. You going to the deep end pool? Man, get the I'm not going to South Africa. I am not going to South Africa. I'm not taking no malaria shots. I don't even got a passport. You want me to go to South Africa?
Well, listen to me, Franklin. We're going to get you all the shots you need within the next 30 days, so you'll be set to go. You know,
I'm not going to. I go to South Africa, and Trump won't let me back in the country because of y'all. I'll quit right now. I'm not going to South Africa.
It's a job exchange, Franklin. Okay,
let me give a damn what type of job exchange. So what are we exchanging? You bringing South Africans over here, and then you bringing me over there? Y'all, my wife is not going to be happy about this. I'm not going my someplace baseball.
Okay, can I tell you this? That your salary actually doubles the 6 months while you're over there?
Don't try to tell me about that in South African dollars. Or American dollars. What is it?
Franklin, it will be American dollars.
I'm not going to no South Africa. I am not going. Matter of fact, this is my last day in the road. Y'all can come pick up this rig in the parking lot because I'm not going to South Africa. I don't care how you spell it or you say it. I ain't going.
Okay, Franklin. Listen, you've been with the company eight plus years, and I just got to tell you, you are obligated. You've been chosen out of a pool. All you have to do is 6 months. You're going to get paid double. Your family's going to be fine. You'll be back.
I ain't obligated to do shit, but driving a truck like I do every day. I'm not going. You can't tell me about being obligated. Let me tell you what I'm obligated to do. I'm obligated to throw this truck in fourth gear and drive right through your human resources window because I ain't going to
South Africa. And I keep telling you that. I told you that since you got on the damn phone. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. But let me ask you something, Franklin. You've been here with us for 8-some years, man. You don't want to continue your job here with the company?
I don't give a about this job right now, trying to send me overseas like you're setting me up for something. I ain't going. Matter of fact, let me turn this truck on right now. I'm coming down to see you, Mr. Roosevelt.
Okay, hold on now. Do you know Jermaine Rivers?
Yeah, I know Rivers. But what do you got to do with it?
Okay, let me go on and say this, Franklin. This right here that you talking to is nephew Tommy. And your boy Rivers got me to prank phone call you. You just got pranked by your boy Jermaine Rivers.
Oh, that mother... Wait till I see Rivers. So you ain't no Roosevelt, and I ain't got to go to South Africa.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. This nephew Tommy, man, I be listening to y'all m****s on the road. Oh, Rivers, you want to play around? I'll when I put some sugar in your tank.
All right, Franklin, before we leave, man, tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, that's it. He wasn't going over there.
Yeah.
No.
We had a family, everything.
I got a family going on Africa Drive, no truck. It's all good, man. Well, let me do some dates.
Let's
do Ready for Love.
Fridays.
Friday nights, watch me on Tommy.
On.
Tommy will be back probably by November. I've been asked to come back.
Yes.
Me and Sid was sitting on the golf course in the Bahamas and
That's exciting.
Somebody said, "Hey man, will we ever see the Kings again?" And Sid pointed right at me. It's on me, really.
Oh, is it? You're the holdup.
Yeah, him and DL still out there.
I didn't know it was you that was holding everything up.
Yeah, I got to hold up, though, because I got to wait, because if I do this one more, when I go on stage, they're going to cancel all my shows.
Just control yourself? Yeah. Why do you have to get canceled?
Do you
know
the
Judge
joy
Steve?
Of being a stand-up?
No, I don't. I
is
don't
to
know.
Say what you want to say?
Yeah.
To make pointed, comical remarks?
But and what I think do is that. Funny, Sid has a TV show. He doing
yeah,
it.
You could do Sid that.
Sid is different than me. I'm saying something that's going to get me canceled. So I need to wait till I have I Don't Care cancellation money.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject. He needs to pace himself with everything. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we'll get your letter and we'll maybe read it on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now. You never know, it could be yours.
Do it, Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Steve. Subject, he needs to pace himself with everything, everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 30 and my fiance is 28 years old. We've been together 2 years and he proposed 3 months ago. I've held out on intimacy with him until I got a commitment and he did not have a problem with that. The night I got the ring, I gave in and we had sex that night. It was not what I expected at all. I'd seen him naked a million times and I knew what he was working with, but I had no idea if he knew what to do with it. Our first time was such a disappointment, and I was left unfulfilled. We laughed about him being excited because it was our first time. He's quick in everything he does, though. Since we met, I have teased him about eating and drinking too fast. We cannot share appetizers because he eats one after the other, and I barely get any. If we're having wine, I may get one glass because he drinks it like water. I always have to encourage him to pace himself. I shouldn't have to be surprised when this same thing happened in the bedroom. I was brutally honest with him about the sex because I am about to marry this man. I started having sex daily in hopes that he can get used to me and learn to pace himself. His doctor prescribed him something for mild anxiety. Now, during sex, he will mumble the entire time, or he will stop abruptly and ask me questions about how he's doing or how my day went. It is a total letdown every time. His doctor says it's a temporary problem and he will be fine once he's used to me. I am afraid this may not be fixable because it has been 3 months. If he can't figure out how to pace himself sexually, should I pace myself on getting married to him? Well, I say yes, most definitely you should, because sex is an integral part of marriage and intimacy, and it's a deal breaker in some instances. So if you have a chance to get it right or to fix it in your case, by all means, do that. Pace yourself when it comes to the marriage. You don't want to cheat or end up in divorce because of it. And I can't express the importance of that enough. I mean, it's important. It sounds like it's not so much about pacing, though. I'm getting that as it is about skill with him. Skill you can teach. You just have to be patient. You got to practice like you've been doing for the last 3 months. And remember not to crush his ego. You said you were brutally honest with him. Maybe come in a little softer, not so harsh and so brutal, as you called it. I'm assuming you really and truly love this man. Otherwise, you wouldn't be marrying him. I think you want a relationship and you want it to work, right? Well, here's where the work comes in. You know, you got to talk about this stuff outside of the bedroom. You really got to get to know each other and what you like. I say don't give up on him if you love him and if this is what you really want. He can learn to pace himself, learn to eat slower and do everything slower. He can learn these tricks. This is fixable, but he's got to want to do better too. And it sounds like he does. He sounds like he wants to please you. Steve?
Well, I'm going to take a different approach here. This seems doomed. I can fix the top half of your letter.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to suggest on the bottom half of the letter, you ain't going to like. So here we go.
Okay.
He needs to pace himself with everything.
Mm-hmm.
You 30, he 28. Been together 2 years. He proposed 3 months ago. I've held out on intimacy until I got a commitment. He ain't have a problem with that. The night I got the ring, I gave in, and we had sex that night. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 years of anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't quite what she expected. She'd seen him naked a million times, and she knew what he was working with, but had no idea if he knew what to do with it. First time was a huge disappointment. She said, I was left unfulfilled. We laughed about him being excited because it was our first time. He's quick in everything he does, though. So now let me fix this part of the letter. Since we met, I've teased him about eating and drinking too fast. We can't share appetizers because he eats one after the other and I barely get any. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have to start getting two appetizers.
Fix it, Steve. Fix it.
See, this part, I can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to start getting too damn appetizing. If we're having wine, I may get one glass before he drink because he drinks it like water. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. Two bottles of wine. Now, you can sit over there and finish his fast as he want, and you can keep sipping yours like the lady you are. I've always tried to encourage him to pace himself. And so you shouldn't have been surprised when the same thing happened in the bedroom. And I was brutally honest with him about the sex because I'm about to marry this man. So what did you say to him? Hey, well, that's it? Hey.
She crushed him.
Excuse me. Uncle Ben, Minute Rice. That's it?
Not Uncle Ben.
Hey, Jack in the Box. Oh, this is what we finna do. Quick draw. Mm-hmm. That's it?
Hang on.
Hey, Speedy Gonzalez. What you doing?
Hang on. Part two.
All your references is cartoon. Roadrunner. What we doing now?
Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, he needs to pace himself with everything. We'll get back into it right after this. It's going to be quick, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he needs to pace himself with everything.
See, the marriage, she's got a proposal from this 28-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. She's 30 that she's held out her intimacy until she got a commitment. He didn't have no problem. He bought her a ring. After 2 years, seeing this man naked 100 times, they finally had sex. She was disappointed because his pace was incredible. He's just too fast, but it's just the way he lives his life. He eats too fast. He drinks too fast. They order hors d'oeuvres. She don't hardly get any because he eat one after another. I done suggested y'all need to start getting two hors d'oeuvres. Next, they order a bottle of wine. She only get one glass. Y'all got to start ordering two bottles of wine. Give him his own damn bottle. So you're going to be in a little while when his metabolism change, you're going to be married to a fat-ass alcoholic, look like to me, because he eating wow. everything in front of him and he drinking everything and he ain't leaving you nothing. He 28, his metabolism high right now. But as soon as it slow down, once again, you're going to be married to a fat-ass alcoholic. All right. And you've encouraged him to pace himself, so you shouldn't have been surprised when the same thing happened in the bedroom. I was brutally honest with him about the sex because I'm about to marry this man. So you called him a bunch of names. Speedy Gonzalez, Roadrunner, stuff like that. How fast we going to do this? And then... what you did was you started having sex with him daily in hopes that he can get used to you and learn to pace himself. Then his doctor prescribed him something for mild anxiety. Now, here we go. This is what the letter's about. Now, during sex, he will mumble the entire time and or he will stop abruptly and ask me questions about how he's doing or how my day went.
Right. What does that
mean?
She
said it's a total letdown. Well, let me tell you what that is.
Okay.
When a young boy can't control himself, the best thing he do is try to stop.
Oh.
Change the subject. Get his mind on something else.
Oh.
Then go back. Now, he's going to count the downtime as time served. Let me give you an example. So let's say y'all been at it for a strong 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay.
Strong 2 minutes. All he know, all he got is three.
Okay. Wow.
So he done started mumbling. The mumbling is actually making himself talk about other things. Man, I got to fix my car today. I wonder how much gas prices is. Sure, it's nice. You know, it's Tuesday. It's all you can eat down at Waffle House. This is the stuff he's doing to try to occupy his mind. Then he'll stop and ask you how he's doing. Now, he's going to talk to you for 5 minutes, but he wants to count that 5 minutes with the 2 minutes, and then he's going to start back up.
Oh, time served.
Now we at 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's young and he's stupid. Now, the doctors say it's a temporary problem and he'll be fine once he's used to me.
Yeah.
I'm afraid this may not be fixable because it's been 3 months. If he can't figure out how to pace himself sexually, should I pace myself on getting married to him? I think you should. Or else you're going to have to get used to the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Right.
Because that's all it's been to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
You ready?
Yes.
How much? You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
The part you ain't going to like.
Okay.
This is the comedian in me.
Ready
for what I think is wrong here?
All right. Brace yourselves.
I think her ass need to pick the pace up herself.
Oh, okay.
You taking too damn long. We ain't got all day. He got to go to work. You taking too long. You need to pick your pace up. We doing the 3 minutes. Let's go. Hep, let's do it. Got no time for you all this long, like you finna be in here all day. You need to pick your pace up.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the problem. See, sometimes you have to speak up for weak men.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to give the inadequate man a voice.
Okay. And so that's what you're doing right now.
I'm speaking for the inadequate men out here. I'm speaking for the men who don't have a voice. You know, all this YouTube
the voiceless.
Mom. You know, all this here. You too fast. Hell, you taking too long.
You too slow?
You know, yeah. I'm too fast, your ass is too slow. You can't please me. Hell, you ain't all at your damn self.
So they're just arguing now?
You know, just all this here. You too small. Whoa. How about you too big? Uh-uh, how about that? See, now I'm speaking for the man.
So
to all you men out there that
mechanism.
Can't please a woman, ask yourself, fellas, is that your damn job, really?
You're still speaking for them?
I'm speaking for the broken man, the man that don't have a voice.
You're their hero.
She says, you too small. Tell her she too big. That's all. You got to fight back, brother.
Yeah, now it's a fight in the bedroom.
She talking about you can't last. Catch up.
All right, listen, please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, we'll talk about Tom Brady's return to the NFL.
Are you serious?
And what Giselle has to say about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Giselle Bündchen appears to be back in hubby Tom Brady's corner. Well, a little bit. Okay, check this out. She showed Brady a little love on Twitter before Sunday's game. She posted, "Let's go, Tom Brady. Let's go, Bucks." But she did not attend the season opening game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Bucks won that, by the way. Last week, Giselle reportedly left the family compound in Tampa and went to Costa Rica after Tom decided to unretire from the NFL. She was not happy about that. When asked about it, Tom Brady said he, quote, had a lot of sugar honey iced tea going on. Okay. So, Steve, yeah. Here's the question to you. Have you ever done anything that Marjorie definitely didn't want you to do? She forbade you to do it and gone against her wishes in a major decision, you know? And then how did that work out for you? Did she stop speaking to you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened, Steve? What happened?
Yeah.
I probably, since we've been married, I've done two major things she suggested and strongly suggested that I not do, and I did them anyway.
Oh,
and
how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, it wasn't good at all. But, you know, she's not a rub it in your face person, but it wasn't nothing for her to leave me over. You know, Giselle bounced because she got all them kids. Thought
I'm
you was going to be home.
Yeah.
We was going to do all this. Then you changed your mind and went to training camp. Well, you at camp. I'm going to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And I really don't. Yeah. And I think it's cool that they working through it, but it ain't really our business. You know. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all over, you know, everywhere talking about it. Because he did retire. And she was probably happy, you know, making future plans and all of that. And then here he goes up one day and decides he's going back.
And it's a dangerous sport.
Yeah.
And she's probably thinking, what else do you have to prove? You are the GOAT.
Worried.
You are the greatest that has ever done it. So you need another ring. You need another Super Bowl championship. And that's how she feels.
Yeah,
but
and I'm with her on
that. Like he's not
He's got one more in him. He's got one more in him. So they're both right.
Or
I love
you
or.
Just wanted to go back down there and pick up another $40 million. I'm just saying. I mean, it ain't like he going down there for free.
For free. Yeah.
You think it's about the money? You really do?
It has something to do with it.
Mm.
He ain't going back down there free. I mean, he wants to play. He loves the game. He misses the locker room, the camaraderie. But you going to go down there and get your check now. Don't you let nobody tell you it ain't got nothing to do with the money. You add that into the equation. Trust me, you do.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, thanks, Steve. We'll have a voicemail message about relationships right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
All right, so Steve, we talk about relationships a lot on this show. You know that. And our listeners are engaged. We have a voicemail message for you from a female listener in Atlanta. Okay, take a listen.
Hi, my name is Mo. I'm from Atlanta. And my question is, you know, lately I've been logging into social media and it just seems like almost every other post is about how to pop life into a man, how to speak to him, how to cater to him, what to do, how to be submissive. Like, there's all these tips on how to please a man. But no one talks about how to please a woman or how to speak life into your queen or how to protect your queen or how to provide. And I just want to know, like, what's up with the tips for the ladies? You know, like, for the men, I should say, on how to treat women. Why is it always about how we cater to them?
The things I think is so many women are engaged on social media, concerned about what it is with men, more so than men on social media wondering about what it is with women. First of all, we can't figure you out. That's the $1 million question.
You're
the
complex.
Person that could write a book on this is how women are would be a billionaire. He doesn't exist. Secondly, I think that there is too much comparison going on. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's too much. Y'all talk more about them than you do us. Instead of the focus to be on each individual that's on social media wanting to be in a committed relationship, your focus should be on you and what you want. As a young lady, I'll let me empower you by telling you this. You are the prize. You are the gift. You are God's gift. Ain't no man the prize or God's gift. We're just not. Now, we have convinced you all that we are. And you all have allowed men for a number of years now to act in disrespectful ways. And it's your response to those disrespectful ways that allow the disrespectful ways to continue. A woman does not have to accept bad behavior because bad behavior is prevalent. It don't mean you have to take it. It don't mean you have to pass yours out because everybody else is passing theirs out.
Yes.
That's not the case, man.
Come on, fast.
And the reason I'm going to tell you that is we treat women how you treat yourself. And we treat you how you treat you. So if you passing it out like potato chips, we going to treat it like they Lay's, and we going to eat more than just one.
That's right.
The moment you treat yours special is the moment we going to be special to get it. And when we get it, it's going to be special to us. But if it ain't special to you, we're not going to treat it as special. So get offline worrying about the comparisons. And you have one comparison to make: how a man treats you and the treatment you will accept or expect from a man. Get off social media. Stop to worry about who gonna treat you. The one will treat you the way you demand to be treated.
And Steve, that's so important that you use the word comparison, because the other issue about social media and comparison is we see these beautiful women on social media and we compare ourselves to them. It makes us insecure. It makes us feel desperate. Well, I don't look like her, so I'm not going to get a man. And all that plays into how women feel about themselves these days because of what they see on social media.
And you're exactly right. And it's because of these comparisons. You got to get out of that business. It's like being in the happy business based on what you have. If you keep looking at what everybody else got, you'll never be happy with where you are. Because there's somebody always with more or further up the road.
You got
to find contentment within yourself.
That's right. We hope that helped you, Mo. Thanks for your call. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So Halle Bailey's portrayal of Ariel in The Little Mermaid is spreading a much-needed dose of Black girl magic to the next generation of young girls. We know, especially today, that representation is everything. A teaser for the live-action adaptation of the classic Disney animated film was released last week, featuring Halle Bailey as the iconic red-headed mermaid, and the remake is expected to be in theaters in May 2023. Now, you know, we love it, and we're happy for Halle Bailey, but she got a lot of backlash because people didn't want to see, you know, a young Black woman playing this role, but she handled it like the princess, like the queen that she is, the young queen that she is. And I'm just so happy because, like I said, representation is everything, Steve, everything,
you know,
for our young girls.
It's imperative that this type of thing happens. I was in a discussion with a white guy one time, and he asked me, he said, Steve, why is it that Blacks feel as though they should have Black dolls and Black G.I. Joes and stuff? He said, I'm just curious. I said, because if your children have things to play with that look like them, you don't think our children should have things to play with that look like them? He said, yeah, but you know, you can just play with the ones that we already have. I said, so could you. You can play with the ones we gonna make. I get tight. I'm not the good person to have a conversation with.
That's right. So congratulations again to Halle Bailey as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. All right, Steve, get ready. Would you rather eat everything with your fingers, or would you rather have it pureed? Everything you eat be pureed.
No, I mean with my hands. Yeah.
Oh.
I've been at people's houses. I've eaten at some Muslims' houses, and they eat with their hands. I could do that. Yeah.
Just make sure
You're not fitting to do that.
That's like baby food, right?
Yeah, I don't want no pureed steak. I don't know what you're doing right here.
Pureed
my steak. That ain't fitting to happen.
You're not going to drink it.
No.
All right. This is a good one for you. Would you rather always say the first thing that comes to your mind, or just never speak at all?
Oh, I'm just going to give me A. Here it is. Yeah, that not speaking at all, that ain't going to work for me. I'd rather you go on and get it and take this one in the face and go somewhere and have to deal with it. I know you're going to have to go to therapy. But you asked me not to say nothing at all?
Yeah. On this show, you censor yourself sometimes on this show.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But if I didn't have to, though, be a much better show.
Right, right. All right. Would you rather you pack luggage for your mate, or would you rather your mate pack for you? Which one?
Oh, hell no. I'd rather Marjorie pack for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Then you pack for her?
Right. Hell no. I'm not going to get it right.
Well, I mean, you would just pack what you wanted her to wear, right?
That's not going to work. I don't want to wear that. Why would you pick that for that?
Because, baby,
why is everything in here short? Okay. What? I hadn't noticed.
Where are my pants? Why is it just tops?
How come it, Steve, ain't no panties in here?
Where are my bras?
What you need that for?
All right. Would you rather Usher in concert or a Jodeci concert? Which one?
Oh, Usher,
an Usher concert or a Jodeci?
Usher all day. I'm not going to be able to sit around the Jodeci fans. That's my problem.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to sit around Usher's people.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you for that. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
Keep slipping away from me.
We'll be back with closing at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day, this hump day Wednesday. Hump day, remember that commercial with the
hump
camel?
Day.
That used to be your favorite. That used to be your favorite. You know which commercial, right before we get to your closing, is my favorite right now? I think it's an Amazon commercial where the woman talks to her daughter. Have you seen safe spending? She said, Mom, you've been reading my diary.
And then the last question they get to, the little girl look at her mom and say, so Mom, so what is bang for your buck?
Yes.
I said, all right.
They fool you because you really think they're going to talk about safe sex, but it's about safe spending. I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, congratulations again to all the Emmy winners. Cheryl Lee Ralph with her inspirational speech about never giving up and dreams coming true. You talk so much about that, Steve. You really do. And she's living it. You know, she's living her dream. She won, of course, for Abbott Elementary. She plays a teacher on that show. And Cheryl's been in the business for so long. We're just so happy for her and that speech and the song, everything. It was greatness.
Yeah. So let me ask you something, Cheryl.
Okay, go ahead.
Other than Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yes.
You cannot pick Morgan Freeman. You cannot pick Denzel Washington. And you cannot pick Idris Elba.
Okay, well, I'm leaving. What? Okay, what? Who else?
But you have to pick a celebrity crush. Who is the celebrity crush?
That's easy. Blair Underwood. That's easy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's easy. Yeah, Blair Underwood. I love Blair. He's a great actor. I just love him.
Okay,
humanitarian.
Shirley, this is our closing because we've never done this.
Okay.
It's kind of like a truth or dare.
Okay.
You ask me something I have to answer, and I ask you something you have to answer.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Besides Marjorie, your Hollywood crush.
You want me to tell you the truth? It's always been
Yes.
Cheryl Lee Ralph. I've always thought.
Wow.
Yeah. Shirley Ralph. I've always thought she was fly.
And she really is. Didn't she coin that term, Jamaican? I think she started saying that
because
she was
from.
Yeah, I think she did a long time ago. But she used to just be such a one of our favorite guests when we had the show only in LA when she started her Diva Simply Singing.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, let's skip all that. Okay. Let's get to these questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
How much money? What's the bare minimum money you would take to walk away from everything you do?
I'm going to take a page out of your book, Steve. I like this number, 20 million.
Would you walk away for 10?
Yeah, I would.
See, I said bare minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Would you walk away for five million?
Wait, what? Say it again now. Say that again.
Girl, I ain't got to say that again.
No. You said, would you walk away with
would
five?
Would you walk
or
away
five?
For 5 million? 5 million cash, tax free. Would you leave?
Yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And that's it. That's it.
No. Here we go.
No.
2.5 million cash, tax free. Do you walk away?
I think five is my number. I think five is my number. But why?
Lost
are you handing out millions? Are you handing out millions?
Let me tell you something. Somebody give you 2.5 at one time. Think about what you make a year. And how long it would take you to make that. And you can get that in one lump sum. Bye.
To walk away? Okay. All right. I'm going to listen to you on that one. I'll just have to get
a financial
planner.
See, I make good
planner.
Money.
Yeah.
But if you give me $100 million,
okay.
I'm gone.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
How much would it take for you to walk away from everything?
$100 million. Walk right up out of here.
$50 million tax free. Bare minimum, $50 million tax free. Tax free now. You've already paid your taxes and everything. That's already taken care of.
$50 million. No, I can't go.
But you see why I struggle with 2.5?
No, I can't do that.
You can't walk away from $50 million, Steve. Get out of here.
No, at one, walk away from everything?
Yes, no. Everything.
No, I can't.
At 65, you can't.
I
two
can't.
Years away from normal retirement age.
I'm telling you right now, the number is $100 million. $100 million cash, tax-free.
Okay, well, I have $50 million. And you're staying and won't take the $50 million.
No, because what I'm gonna leave on the table, Shirley, that I can make in a year, and then I'm out, and then the following year I can't do it.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
If you knew when the end would be, would you still give that same answer? If you just happen to know, I know we don't know. I got all that.
Hell no, because if I found out that the end was next week.
You still wouldn't leave for 50?
Hell yeah, we wouldn't even be talking right now.
Okay, thank you.
I'll hurry up and start doing the things I've always wanted to do.
Let's go.
Hey, y'all, that's it for today. Y'all, enjoy your day today. Talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen, and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.